USA News, I'm Tim Berg. U.S. Central Command says at least three service members were killed and 25 soldiers were injured in a drone attack on a base in northeast Jordan. President Biden saying on Sunday, while we are still gathering the facts of this attack, we know it was carried out by radical Iran-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq. This as tensions are continuing to rise between the United States and Houthi rebels in the Middle East, as the two continue to launch attacks on one another. The fighting comes as a result of the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General C.Q. Brown, joins ABC's This Week and says the United States does not want the conflict to expand further.
As I provide advice and we think about the approach we take, we want to ensure that we take away capability while we protect our forces, at the same time not have this brought into a much wider conflict.
The Biden administration has sued Texas for deploying razor wire at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News says no one should interfere with Texas's border policy.
What we're doing in Texas works. For the Biden administration and Joe Biden and Mayorkas want to come in and cut the wire when we're having success makes no sense to anyone, even the rank and file Border Patrol on the border that we work very well with.
In the latest string of arson attacks in what has been part of Antifa-linked Stop the City activist movement, equipment of a construction company that is involved in building Atlanta's new public safety training center was burned at a townhome construction site. The training center has been dubbed Cop City by activists who oppose it. The arson attacks have cost nearly $10 million in damage to the state, and similar attacks in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York have been traced back to the Stop Cop City movement. USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
The two Republicans left in the race for president had a busy weekend campaigning. USA's Laura Winters reports former President Trump was in Nevada, while Nikki Haley in South Carolina.
Former President Trump on the campaign trail in Las Vegas. He praises House Speaker Mike Johnson for announcing the bipartisan Senate immigration bill is dead on arrival in the Republican-controlled House.
Mike Johnson, Speaker, he just said it's dead on arrival in the House. It's dead on arrival. We want either a strong bill or no bill, and whatever happens, happens.
And that is partly because the bill is tied to Ukraine funding.
And what I worry about for all of us is these court cases are going to go on for another year.
And Trump's former U.N. Ambassador, Nikki Haley, back in her home state of South Carolina, campaigning ahead of the February 24th Republican presidential primary. Haley says Trump has too many distractions with the court cases he's facing.
And you know who sees that? Russia, China, Iran. That's who sees that. That's why I'm worried. That's the problem I have.
Two protesters in Paris were arrested Sunday after they splashed soup on the bulletproof glass protecting the Mona Lisa. Reports say the environmental protesters were demanding healthy and sustainable food. Congregations within the United Methodist Church continue to leave the mainline denomination even after an official disaffiliation.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.